Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to be compassionate while at the same time being direct and honest in helping people get to the core of their health issues. So I'm super excited to introduce Jessica Bell. Now, Jessica has spent the last 7 years in the healthcare industry as a practical nurse and loves helping people achieve health and wellness. Now, it took her 4 years to realize she needed to shift gears to really give the help she wanted. So now, 3 years into being a health and wellness coach, Jessica has found her purpose and passion: helping women thrive in life. Now, she's a firm believer that everything is interconnected in the pursuit of optimal health and wellness. Well, welcome, Jessica. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, Wendy. It's great to be here. I'm super excited for this.
Yeah, this is great. And I just love how you're helping women in, really, it sounds like an interconnected, even holistic way. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
Thank you.
So I'm curious here, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own health and wellness coaching practice?
Well, it's really interesting to think about it, because people always, you know, they think about health and they instantly think about, you know, lab values and just stuff they encounter when they go to the doctor's office. And about 2 years into working in primary care and doctor's offices, that's when I started investigating being a health coach. And then I finally decided to take the leap and take some courses on it. And then I just figured, okay, well, let me jump into this, because patients weren't getting the type of care that they needed. They were just, you know, it was like kind of a factory. They go in, they get blood drawn, and then, oh, okay, we'll call you with your values. And then they give them some little bit of advice, but they stop there and they can't really build on what they're being told from the doctor's office.
Right. Yeah. So, and that didn't really hold you back. That inspired you to just go out on your own. I love that. That's fantastic. Well, and you've had your coaching practice now, I believe, for about 3 years. So has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yeah, it really has. My initial vision when I first started, like, going back to school for it, I was like, oh, it would be great to focus on helping everyone and, you know, trying to help everyone with all of their health issues. And then, you know, after some courses and some thinking, I realized that I really needed to niche down. So I decided to shift from helping everyone for everything to focusing on women's health and wellness. And it seems to be working a lot better for me, because, you know, being a woman, it's really, if it's rewarding to be able to empower women to be happier and be their, you know, their best selves.
Right. Yeah. That's great. And it does really help to be able to completely identify with your ideal clients. So choosing to focus entirely on women is really a smart move in terms of being able to connect with them on an emotional and, you know, I can relate with you kind of level, but also just understanding things that they can do specifically to achieve that wellness. So, well, yeah. Did you have any major challenges or roadblocks to overcome?
Yeah, I was just really excited to just jump in and start coaching women. And then I realized, oh, it's a business too. So right. I kind of had to rewire my brain to learn how to build and run my business. And, you know, I learn something new every day when it comes to the business aspect.
Right. Yeah, that is a very common situation because, you know, you're inspired, you know, you've got this expertise and you know, there's a need out there. Jump right in. And I was in the same boat. I started my wedding music agency with the same kind of focus and inspiration and, you know, wanting to just make a difference. Like, just like you, oops, got to know how to run a business. So
yep.
It's one of those things that you kind of pick up those additional skill sets along the way.
Exactly.
So what did you do to really build that, as I call it, toolbox of different skills that enabled you to run your business in addition to provide the outcomes in health?
Well, I first started, I mean, as strange as it sounds, or maybe not, I started like Googling, how to run a health and wellness business, how to run a coaching business. And I got like little things here and there. Right. And then in the past year, I took a 3-month program online with like a kind of a business coach, but kind of not. It was kind of just like a learning thing, not a coaching thing.
Right.
But so that was like my first real leap into actually, okay, I guess I really, really need to learn how to do this. Cause I was doing tips, you know, from the internet and from, you know, I read a bunch of books, but like, it still wasn't like getting to me all the way.
Right.
So I'm on my journey.
Yes, yes, yes. And that is also very common because there's so much information available through Google. But like you said, it's like, well, there are a lot of dots left unconnected and I get kind of the general idea, but there's some missing points here that aren't quite gelling. So yeah, I can completely understand how that process can be a little bit frustrating. So speaking of frustrations, you're obviously an expert there at helping women get to the core of their health issues, but how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, I do. I'm one of those people that really hates, you know, the whole sales portion of it. I don't like when people are trying to sell me stuff and it really just makes me uncomfortable due to past experiences of people trying to sell me things and, you know, all that. So with that, I'm super, super uncomfortable trying to sell myself and my services to others.
Right. Yeah, that can definitely be frustrating because, you know, that's the only way people can work with you, right? Is if they have the opportunity to talk with you about next steps and usually it requires some sort of a financial exchange because your work is so valuable. Well, would you like a little on-the-spot coaching about maybe how to shift your mindset a little bit around that?
Yes, of course.
All right. Well, and again, you're not alone with this because a lot of people have that same kind of baggage they're bringing forward out of past experiences with people that were really trying to force them into getting excited about buying something that they really weren't that into. And, you know, when you think about it in that way, the people that you're speaking with, you know, they've already raised their hand and they've already said, yes, I am tired of being sick, or I'm tired of not thriving. I'm tired of not feeling good. You know, what can you do to help me? So remember that important piece of this. It's not that being in a sales or enrollment conversation is uncomfortable for them because they're really wanting to achieve this higher level of quality of life. And they know that you can help them do that. They're just at a point where they're not quite sure about how do you work with people and what do you offer? So just starting out with a clean slate with realizing that you are not that same person that in your past was kind of annoying and pushy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good starting place to just kind of cleaning the slate and realizing there's a big difference between that kind of salesy person and where I'm at in talking with my prospective clients. And, you know, the other thing to keep in mind is just the huge value that you're offering in terms of helping somebody achieve wellness. Like they say, you cannot put a price on optimal health because it is so interconnected to feeling good about everything you do. So just really leaning into this huge value that you're providing people. And I'll take the focus off of you in the sense that you're not the one who is selling, you're offering them an answer to achieve wellness. So does that make sense?
Yeah, it really does. Like, and I always try and, you know, my approach to trying to talk with potential clients is that, like, I'm not selling them a product. I'm just selling them my services. And then I usually go into, you know, how I can help them achieve their goals.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully that moves the needle a little bit for you and takes that pressure off of, you know, worrying about how the other person is thinking about you in the sales role, because it's more of a conduit of how can they achieve better health? So, and I'm just curious here, speaking of better health, you know, we're right in the middle of this COVID-19 pandemic, which has not only affected people's health, but their wellness in so many different ways. Has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Yeah, it actually has helped me a lot. You know, one, it shifted many people's mindset of wanting to focus on their own personal self-care. And also, it's a perfect time to start bettering yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Everybody has had that opportunity to really rethink how their life is not the optimal health situation and how to maybe achieve a different end result. So yeah, that's fantastic. Well, how do you work with women who really want to approach wellness in more of a interconnected way? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy and your approach?
Sure. My approach is not focused on weight loss and, you know, getting skinny and any sort of mindset like that, which I think is super important, because I do find many of my clients are, you know, some of them are plus size, some of them have had issues with their weight their whole lives, and not focusing on your weight is like the best thing that I've decided to just, like, you know, focus on, because there's so many other things that they're going through, you know, in their lives that contribute to their weight. So let's start from scratch. I usually do a free 1-hour consultation. And prior to doing that, I send them a bunch of questionnaires about their lifestyles and, you know, kind of from pinpointing exactly what's making them, you know, feel bad about themselves. And then I build upon that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So you really do, sounds like a very comprehensive approach to helping them achieve that, you know, different mindset about their wellness. Yeah, I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, I'm all over social media under Be Well Wellness. And I also have a website that has a jubilee of stuff that can help anyone. It's bewellwellness.com. And it's B as in that's a bee buzzing around.
Okay, so that's bewellwellness.com. All right, fantastic. Well, Jessica, you've already shared so much great information about how you've built your business, but if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview, in looking at your own experience in, you know, taking that leap of faith and spreading your wings and deciding to really make that big difference and build your own business, what's some advice you could share with maybe a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or maybe doubting their ability to succeed?
I think the two most important things I can say is, one, don't give up. Nothing happens overnight. Mm-hmm. And also, don't compare yourself to others or other businesses, because, you know, you're the only person that's doing what you can do. Right. And, you know, that's, comparing yourself to someone is one of the worst things you can do.
That is definitely a golden nugget right there, because Everybody, I just love what you said there. Everybody is unique and they have their own special gifts that they're bringing forward and their own superpower, right? That
exactly.
Like I referenced in the beginning. So yeah, I love that. Well, thank you for sharing that. That is very powerful advice. So
you're welcome.
Well, Jessica, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your work in the primary care field and understanding there really is more to achieving health and wellness than simply going in to get their vitals taken and a prescription. So I just love the courage that you showed in spreading your wings and starting this amazing practice that you've had now for 3 years and this important work that you're doing in helping women really achieve their optimal health and wellness. It's just been really great getting to talk with you, and I really enjoyed our conversation and want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Wendy.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Jessica through her website at bewellwellness.com. And that's BEEWELL wellness.com. And find her on Facebook and Instagram. All right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Jessica Bell. And as always, here's to your success.